Heavenly Father. That we are here, God, to receive and to embrace your revelation knowledge of your word. What is able to dawn on our hearts, on our consciences, and deliver us from the oppressive mentalities, the deceit and all the deception that keeps us from receiving the life, the love, the righteousness that you have purchased for us by your Son. Thank you, Father, that you never fail in visiting us, Lord, and revealing to us your work, your love, and your faithfulness towards us. And we give you the praise, and we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful. Get ready for a great time that you're about to experience through the word of God. I pray that you will receive that revelation knowledge that is able to release you from all the lies, the oppression that the enemy is seeking to bring upon us, and that you will walk in his light and in his life, which is freely for you.
Amen.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, let's go. I think my thing is a little bit low. I want to make sure I don't shout. Beautiful. All right. Okay. Wonderful. So today we are going to go into the psychology of backsliding. The psychology of backsliding, which is basically the way backsliders think. The way backsliders think. Now, before we take off, I want to share some very important, you know, truth to you. And pay attention, please. There's a scripture in Malachi chapter 4. Let's turn the Bibles to Malachi chapter 4. Mm-hmm. From verse 1. If you can give it to me in the New King James Version. Malachi chapter 4. From verse 1. Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament. Malachi chapter 4. From verse 1. I need you to pay attention. Pay utmost attention.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of God, have your way in our midst. Speak to our hearts. Reveal your faithfulness, your love through Christ to us, we pray. Now, in Malachi chapter 4, verse 1, if you don't have the New King James, just give me King James quickly, please.
Thank you so much, my sister. Okay.
So Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. It looks like Chris is struggling to bring the word. Let me just read mine. Okay, it says. Okay, very good. Wonderful. Pay attention now. I believe God is going to teach us some very powerful things. It says, for behold, the day is coming. Mm-hmm. That day is coming, and that day is burning like an oven. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven. And all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. Wow. All the proud, yes, all who do wickedly will be stubble. And the day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. Then it says, that will leave them neither root nor branch. Now think about it. The Lord is saying that that day is coming, and it is the day is burning like an oven. And who is it going to burn? It says the proud and all those who do wickedly, the proud and all those who do wickedly. Basically, when the one that God says is proud is the one who rejects his life, mm-hmm. his word, because that which the Father does, mm-hmm. it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, it's like telling somebody who has never heard you before. You show up and you tell him, move away from your family that you grew up in to a place that I will show you. Now, how can you receive such a thing? You tell your wife, you gather all your what do you call it? All the people who work for you, your slaves or whatever. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. You gather all of them and saying we are going to a place. Where is that? I mean, imagine telling your wife that you are going to a place.
I don't know.
And then your wife will come and tell you where. Mm-hmm. God will show us. Wait, you didn't hear well. Don't tell me that mm. nonsense, because God will tell you where we are going. Mm. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So he says that the day is coming, burning like an oven, and all the proud. So when God says you are humble, it's not that you understand what he's doing. No. You receive anything that comes from him.
Mm-hmm.
For his word is unto life. His word is the life that sustains, that keeps, that delivers.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and all the proud, yes, and all who do wickedly. Now, when you do not receive that which comes from him, there is no way you will not do wickedly, because you will do that which makes sense to you. And that is always 100% the way of the devil. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The reason why the enemy is able to trick us so easily.
Mm.
If you read that book, he will tell you. The reason why the enemy is able to trick us so easily is because everything that he tells us makes 100% wisdom. Mm. So he says he's going to burn like an oven all the proud, yes, and all who do wickedly. They will become stubble. They will become stubble. So listen, don't fight any human being. Bible says that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Mm-hmm. It says, and the day which is coming, it shall burn them up so much so that there will not be a root nor a branch. It's like you will be so uprooted, there shall not be any remnant, any remembrance that you ever be. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you? Are you getting the whole thing? And mm-hmm. then go to the next verse. The top portion was just some, but the second, then the verse 2. But to you, and hear the voice of the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. But to you who fear my name, mm-hmm. you who are restrained by what I say, not because it makes sense, not because you are naturally inclined to do that, not because you are naturally inclined to overlook a fault, not because you are naturally inclined to choose his ways, but you are restrained. You fear my name. You fear what I stand for. You choose and you bring yourself, you arrange yourself under what I stand for. It says, but to you who fear my name, mm-hmm. look at what's going to happen to you. The Son of Righteousness shall arise. The Son of Righteousness shall arise. Mm-hmm. The Son. I don't know why he used the word Son. S-U-N. It looks like the Son. You know what? When you hear the word Son, what comes to your mind? Something that burns, that you can't even gaze upon.
Mm-hmm.
The Son of Righteousness, he shall arise. And what is he coming to do? He says, with the healing in his wings. Now tell me, you who fear his name, why should the Son of Righteousness arise in that day with healing? Because you have need of healing. Masuka talia brasaka.
Amen.
It's because emotionally, mentally, relationship line, along the line of your vocation, your health, your well-being, I mean, your family and everything, you have been buffeted, you have been tormented, you have been afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And it says the Son of Righteousness shall arise on your behalf, and he's coming with healing in his wings. He is coming with healing, the healing of your mind, of your emotions, of your soul. It's not only your spirit. No. You have seen things that were not right. You've experienced things that you shouldn't have experienced. You have suffered things that shouldn't come near you. But the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go out. It says you shall go out and grow fat like a stalled fed calf. A sheep that has been fully, well fed. It's like it is never ever left to wander for nourishment. It says, and you shall go out and grow fat like stall fed calves.
Wow.
There's a big difference between children who were brought up in a home where everything, the provision for every need was made or has been made. Mm-hmm. Or has to be made. And there's a wall around. So when there's time for school, no problem. When there's time for textbooks, no problem. When there's time for tuition, no problem. There's time for milk, no problem. There's everything. Why? It has grown fat in a stall-fed habitation. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
God is saying that this is your portion.
Amen.
You who fear my name. You who look at events and says, wait, it doesn't make sense, but I choose the way of the Lord.
Amen.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the scripture?
Yeah.
But to you who fear my name, to you who embraces my way, to you who bow to the one whom I call life, his name is Jesus Christ. When nothing makes sense, when nothing adds up, you say, but Jesus is the Lord, and he is the way. And he is the truth. Mm-hmm. And he is the life. I bow to him alone.
Yeah.
Is the songwriter said, the one who commands my destiny. That means that if I whether I live today or tomorrow or I die tomorrow, it is he who commands my destiny. It cannot be determined by anybody else.
Amen.
Not even by your mistakes. Yeah. I will explain that to you.
Mm.
I will explain that to you. Wow.
Mm.
And you shall go out and grow fat like stall-fed calves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let me give you another scripture, please. Please bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
Because you need to hear these things. Mm-hmm. Because let's read the scripture. Look at it. Look at Isaiah 54.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 54, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the King James. Isaiah 54 from verse 11 to 17. Mm-hmm. Let's read a scripture and I'll show you something. Guys, are you all paying attention? Say yay.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Very good. It says, oh, thou afflicted.
Mm.
Oh, thou tossed with tempest.
Mm.
Oh, you who are not comforted.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you think that anybody will rise up and allow and just choose affliction? Nobody does that. Even the person committing suicide thinks that at this particular juncture of my life, suicide is my best option. True or false?
True.
So when it says that you are afflicted and you are tossed with tempest and you are not comforted, it is an oppression. It is something that you can't explicate yourself. You cannot come out of it. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is brought to bear on you and you don't have an answer.
Mm-hmm.
It says, oh, thou afflicted, tossed with tempest, and not comforted. Behold, I. Somebody is speaking. The word was authority to silence the affliction, to cause the tempest to steal. The one who says, comfort, comfort to my sons and daughters. He's now speaking. He says, behold, I will lay thy stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. See, he's talking about stones and foundations. Why? Because they are formidable, immovable provisions. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what is happening. It doesn't matter what is going around. It says, I will lay your stones with fair colors and lay thy foundations with sapphires. Now, who is going to do it? Somebody. The affliction, you. The one who's being tossed with tempest, you. The one who is not comforted, you. But now go to verse 12. Look at something new. Pay attention. It says, and I will make thy windows of agates. I will make thy windows of agates. And I will make thy gates of carbuncles and all thy borders of pleasant stones. Now listen, this speaks of, as it were, a fortress. Why would you build a fortress? Why does anybody need to live in a fortress?
Safety.
Safety. It is because there are strong and powerful winds of destruction, tempest. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That will come against you. And it says that God is saying that I will make thy windows of agates. And I will make thy gates of carbuncles. And all thy borders of pleasant stones. As I'm reading this scripture, I'm seeing myself.
Amen.
I'm seeing myself.
Amen. Now,
please, look at something though. Go to the next verse, verse 13. It says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord.
Wow.
All thy children shall be taught of who?
The Lord.
Listen to me. I'm here to tell you that how many of you have been concerned about the safety and the peace of your children before? Now, listen to me. Listen to me. It is not by deploying as it were the best strategies of being a parent. It is not by being the best of parents. It's not by trying to be the best of. No, God is saying that I myself will teach your children.
Amen.
And the result, great shall be the peace of your children. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Great shall be the peace of your children. Why? The tempest is present. Are you with me?
Yeah.
All the things that will bring unrest, all the things that will cause them, to live in bondage, to oppression. Let me tell you something. You may not have seen it, but the thing that is most prolific or prevalent in our day, our age, is that millions are now, we identify ourselves by our sexuality. We identify ourselves by our race. We identify ourselves by our status in life. We identify ourselves by our gender. Can you imagine? I mean, so all our children, they want to be like this. They want to dress like this. They want to put on this because I must become like this. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Listen. So you find out that your children, they are so going so off. It's as if the authority in the house, which is basically on the father, that causes a daughter to know that, listen, the love I enjoy has nothing to do with my breast, my behind, my nose, my hair. And no, that is why it's so important for every child to receive the love of God in the house. through the father and the mother, when they know and they know beyond the shadow of a doubt, but listen to me, I am so precious, and it has nothing to do with anything that I have to do. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
He says, all your children shall be taught. They will receive their identity from the Lord himself. That will say, you are wonderfully and fearfully made, and I made you so. And I made you to be this height, and I made that one to be that height, and I made it. I chose it. It was done intentionally. Don't try to wear heels to adjust your height. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Please, I'm preaching though.
Yeah.
I'm preaching. And it says, and grace shall be the peace of your children. Mm. It's so important.
Mm.
It's so important. Go to the next verse. Verse 14. Quickly. Now, then it says, in righteousness, you shall be established.
Mm.
Let me explain two things for you. To be established is to be in a place where nothing, the another way for established is immovable, fixed.
Mm.
So that is why Jesus could sleep in a storm. I mean, look, the disciples, everybody was filled with fear, great fear. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And he was sleeping in it. Why? Because he was established.
Immovable.
He knew that he was going to the other side. He knew it.
Mm.
Nothing can change it. It doesn't matter what is happening. Wow.
Wow.
He had the assurance that, look. I said we are going to the other side. And this is my only time to sleep. I don't care what is happening.
Wow.
Hey! And God is saying to you and me that in righteousness, now that word righteousness, it is the ability to stand in the presence of God. The ability to stand in the very presence of God and operate and function as God himself. And he's the one who qualifies you and brings you into that place. And he says, everything is can that voice be silenced?
Okay, sure.
And it says, in righteousness you shall be established. This is the thing that is about to consume his children.
Mm.
Where you know that it is not even your obedience that makes you or that gives you righteousness. No. Do you know that it was God who told Abraham to move out of his father's house?
Yeah.
That was in Genesis early part. I believe verse 12, chapter 12. Do you know that even though he obeyed, God did not count the obedience as righteousness?
Yeah.
It was in chapter 15 when God said, I will do this. Even though you are past the age, I will do this. And Bible said that he believed it. And because he believed it, Bible said God counted it for righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, my God, you, amongst all men, I'm qualifying you to be one that stands in my presence and speak to me.
Mm.
I will speak with you as a man speaks with his friend. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
It says, in righteousness, you shall be established. You shall be immovable. That is why, even after giving him the promise, he even waited an additional 10 more years.
Wow.
Where it was impossible.
Mm.
Then the child is born. It was impossible for Sarah. The child was born. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Do you know something? You wait. It says, the result of you being established in the righteousness is that you shall be far from oppression.
Wow.
You shall be far. You shall be far. You will no longer be oppressed. Meaning that if you are not established in his righteousness, listen. Every decision you make will be based on the oppression that is upon you. And then it says that, for thou shalt not fear, meaning that every decision shall be born out of the fear that if you don't do this, you will die. If you don't do this, something will happen to you. If you don't, but it says that you shall be free
mm-hmm.
from fear. you shall also be free from what?
Terror.
Do you know terror? I don't know why he distinguishes fear from terror. Fear, it's even the foreboding knowledge that something evil can happen. Are you with me?
Yeah.
But terror is the threat in your face. And then you know that you die finished. That is terror. The terrorist is in your face with his gun in your hand, and when you look at his face, you know that he's not going to spare.
Wow.
There's your end. You are dead. Say your last prayers now. If you have any prayer to pray. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It says that you shall not fear, and you shall also be free from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Wow. So all of these things, they shall not come near thee. Now, but look at the next verse. This is what I want you to see. Can you add that? Okay, go to the next verse 15. But I want you to go to verse 15. I'll show you something. Behold, they shall surely gather together. Can you put the verse 14 and 15 together? Verse 14 and 15 together. Okay, it's a struggle. Now notice that when God himself establishes you in righteousness, he says, you shall be free from oppression. You shall be free from fear. He says, you shall be free from terror. Remember?
Yeah.
Now, the verse 15 says, behold, they shall surely gather together. Who are they? The fear?
Yeah.
The terror?
Wow.
The oppression?
Yeah.
Wow. Please look at it though.
Yeah.
The oppression combined with the fear, combined with the terror, it says that they shall surely gather together. But I didn't send them. It says, but not by me.
Wow.
I didn't send the fear. I didn't send the terror. I didn't send the oppression. I didn't send it. But surely they shall gather together, meaning that it shall come to your front door. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Please pay attention. It is not a joke. It's a matter of life and death. It says, behold, they shall surely gather together. But I didn't send them. I didn't send the fear. I didn't send the oppression. I didn't send the terror. I'm not the one who sent it. But they will gather. That is why the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous.
By the Lord.
And it is not God who sends them.
Mm-hmm.
Then he says, whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for your sake.
Amen.
This is a promise. This is my promise. This is our promise. This is what God has promised you and me and us together.
Amen.
Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake.
Amen.
Go to the next verse. You know, I didn't understand these scriptures earlier. Surprisingly, I now begin to understand them. I didn't understand the word. I didn't understand, but now I begin to understand them. It says, behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire. What, when a smith is blowing a coal in the fire, what is it for? And it says, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. Then it says, and I have created the waster to do what?
To destroy.
So it's saying that the weapons that can be formed, the weapons, any kind of weapon that can be designed, any gun, any device that can be devised. Now look at the question here that I'm going to ask you. It says, and I have created the waster. Does God waste?
No.
So when he says that I have created the waster to destroy, who is talking about? The enemy, the devil, who was not created initially to become a waster, but by pride entering him and he exalting himself, he was cast out. And now, that's only one objective.
Mm-hmm.
To waste everything that God has made. To destroy everything that God has made for your enjoyment.
It says,
listen to me. God is saying that, listen to me. The one who is able to devise any weapon that has the potential to waste your life, I made it. It's like somebody saying that the robot that is coming to haunt you, I made it.
Wow.
Now, when you know the person who made the robot, and the robot has been preparing you for let's say 2 months, and the maker of the robot says, "Oh, I'm the one who made it." Now, what will come to your mind? Yeah. And make it.
Mm-hmm. Deal with
Take out the power, the source.
Yeah.
End it.
Yeah.
And God is saying that I made it.
Wow.
That the waster, I made it. I made him. It says I'm the one who made him.
Mm-hmm.
I am the one who made the waster, and so I determine its limits.
Yeah.
I determine its bound. I set its bound.
Wow.
That is why when the oceans were, the sea was roaring, about to devour anybody who was in that boat, Jesus was still sleeping. Why? Because he knew the one who made, the one who has caused the storm to come against his purpose. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He knew the one who made the instigator of the storm, or the initiator of the storm. That storm was not initiated by God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Jesus would not have cursed the work of God. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
But he cursed the one who has, the waster, who was sending it forth to come and waste or destroy that which God was doing for you and for me. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The life that God was bringing to us, the peace, the one who was coming to command our destiny, that God sent him, the destroyer wanted to waste him so that your destiny will continue to be commanded by him. And God says, and Jesus knew it. So he was sleeping. So when they woke him up, he said, why are you so afraid? Hey, still. This is the thing that we are going to now work in. And listen to me. Listen to me. It's very important for you to see that Jesus or God said, they shall surely gather together.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you ever think that I am the one who is sending it, because that's what we think. Hey, maybe God sent it. Maybe God is doing this. Maybe like a few weeks ago, Ophelia's son experienced an injury that was so close to the eye. But the purpose, listen to me, the purpose of the waster was thwarted, meaning that his intention did not prosper. Does that make sense?
It's the same thing.
Listen to me. It is going to be a common occurrence. But he says, that is why, see, listen to me, please, this is very important, because Jesus did not say that there shall not be any trouble in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't ground yourself only onto what he has said, when the shakings and the things come near you, when the fear, the oppression, and the terror comes close, you, oh God, are you still with me? Of course, where is he going? Where can you go? I seem to be deviating, but listen, get this, because if you don't get it, what you're going to talk about? You're going to try to do it. God says that I'm the one. Everything about you, everything about your destiny, everything about your family, everything about your relationships, everything about your vocation, everything about your finances, everything about your health, it is my burden. It is on me.
Amen.
It's on me. so that when anything in you around you is happening and trying to come against you, say, wait, you don't command my destiny. You don't have the final say. Oh no, you don't. Yes, you did this. Yes, you did that. Yes, you thought you had won, but no, my master has the last laugh.
Amen.
Please, am I preaching to you, or just only one or two people are receiving?
Yeah, of course.
Because we are so quick to want to see, what did we do? Mm. What did we do that this evil has come near me? Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
God, show me. What did I do? Listen to me. Mm. Listen to me. Let me tell you something. You see, the scripture says that as by one man. Or, in fact, let me quote the other one, because the other one is even better. It says that as sin has reigned, has ruled as a king, sin has reigned unto death. Sin, the nature that passed upon all of us, it ruled everything, every one of us. That is why marriages collapse. That is why you purpose to let your marriage work. It fails. You wanted your children to grow up in a proper home. You gave them all the right things, taught them all the right things to do. They grow up and they are doing exactly what you purpose never to see in your family. You listen to me. Listen to me. See that as sin has reigned unto death.
Mm-hmm.
So might grace is something that has nothing to do with you and me, because the thing that is reigning and ruling over us had nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with where we were born, to whom we were born, and the what condition we were born, how we were brought up. Why? It's because sin was ruling and reigning over all. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So say that. Just as sin has reigned unto death, even so my grace reign through righteousness. Through what?
Righteousness.
Through what?
Righteousness.
Please give me that scripture so that you can see it. Romans 5 verse 21. Look at it. Romans 5 verse 21. Please give me Romans 5 verse 21 quickly. That as sin has reigned. What does it mean of reign? Rule as a king. Mm-hmm. When something is reigning, it's a king. Now, who can rise up against a king?
Nobody.
Who can rise up against the governor of Michigan?
Rebels.
Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. The best thing you can do is to fight so that he can be voted out. But so long as he has been voted in power, he reigns. True or false?
True.
Exactly. So just as sin has reigned, ruled unto death. Listen to me. Some of you have the rape, the abuse, everything that you have suffered in your life is because sin has been ruling and reigning unto death. Your father who became an alcoholic, your father who smoked all his money out, who couldn't build anything because of the gambling, who couldn't do this and that, who left your father, your mother, all these things. Sin has been reigning.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, that is why you should be careful that you don't talk by heart. Don't talk anyhow. You don't look at him and say, foolish man. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cause for that. It's a cause for his behavior. No matter. That's why he sometimes he's sober and he's literally so remorseful. Not that he has repented, because repentance is a complete change and changing behavior. But he gets so remorseful. But you know, the following day, the following week, you see him going back to the same thing. It's a bondage. Something is raining. Are you with me?
Yeah.
It's deliverance. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen often. Even so, my grace, God is the one who comes with grace, with healing in his hands. He says that even so my grace reign, but look at the condition he gives, or the vehicle that he uses.
Mm-hmm.
Even so my grace reign through
righteousness.
Through
righteousness.
So first of all, for him to begin to let grace reign, he must establish you as his righteousness. He must deliver you from any sense of guilt. He must deliver you from you trying to say, oh, I know I must pray and see God's work, but you know, I have to fix my life. I have to put things right. I've not been praying for the last 1 week. You know, I've not been reading my Bible. Oh God, please help me. If you help me, oh God, God, I'll give you this money. I'll give this money. God, if you look, God, I'll give you, I'll pay my tithe so that you will. That's what we do.
Hmm.
What are we doing? We are trying to make up with God so that God will fix us. Hmm. God says, son, shut up!
Hmm.
If you could ever come out of the rule and the reign of death, my son would never have need to show up. It's everything that was up against you that was far bigger, mightier than you. For which reason I had to send my son to come and deliver you. Now I make you a son. You know, it says that even so my grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Even so my grace reign through righteousness. That is why when he came, Bible said that he has made him to be our righteousness. So we come to him boldly on the basis of the Son. We speak boldly on the basis of the Son. You think about it. Imagine you were born in America, and then when you turned 14, you got your American passport, and then your friend, who is also 14, also has his American passport. Do you think you would ever flaunt your American passport before your friend and say that, look at me, I'm an American, I have my American passport? Would you think you would ever do that? You wouldn't. Why? Because your citizenship was determined just because of where you were born. And the person who is sitting next to you was also born the same. And so we found that because we all have the same, the requirements were met for us. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The requirements were met for us. And we just entered into the benefits. But think about you who went to school to become a nurse, to become a lawyer, to become a doctor, and somebody who doesn't or who has never been even to high school or who went only to high school, and then he comes and he's trying to challenge you. How is your behavior? How is your behavior? Please tell me. You will silence the person. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You will treat him as imbecile. I mean, you are just a nonentity. You just get out of here. That is why when you suggest things to a doctor, you who are not a doctor, when you bring your opinions to your doctor just blows it away. You just throw it. Why? Because he has been to school, studied anatomy, cut veins, cut muscles, cut into the heart, trying to find out, studying about which nerve runs from where to what. When this happens, this is the result. When this bacteria enters, this is the outcome. When this virus enters, this is the display. When this happens, and then you come and say you read something from the internet. And you want him to receive it. Can you see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
How many of you have had that experience before? You bring something to your doctor, and then the doctor doesn't even comment about it, he just moves on. It's because where he has been or where she has been, and the thing that he has been forced to learn, which has granted him or her the degree or the power to function or operate in that office or that level, you have not been, you are so far away from it. And then you are bringing an idea and you want him to consider it. That's what the way they are. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
But God is saying right here that my grace is going to now operate. And there's only one vehicle. And that vehicle, I myself, I am going to establish it for you. so that my grace will operate through righteousness. And now you are the one who is going to reign in life, not in heaven, in life. Look, what's the benefit of being healed of cancer in heaven? There's no cancer in heaven. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So all that Jesus is saying, all that the word of God is saying, all God is telling us, is that he knows the oppression. He knows the terror. He knows the fear. He knows the tempest who has been tossing us. He knows all the things that have been afflicting us. And now he wants to come through, rush through with his grace, his power. But before he does that, he qualifies you first. He makes you something into a form just like the sun. Just like the sun. Now, go back to the scripture. Let me complete it, please, because I didn't complete it. Now, I'm sharing all this because I'm going to run through these things and I need you to understand this first. Then it says that our sin has reigned unto... So grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. If you don't receive that revelation of his righteousness, you will find out that you are always trying to qualify. You're always trying to do something to get God's approval. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And if you are doing something to qualify to become something, why would you not be proud? But if you know that the thing that you have entered into came just because you were born, mm-hmm. Why would you ever be proud? You will never flop. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Even so, my grace reign through righteousness. So God wants you to function exactly as his son and reign through everything that happens around you. So you look at things and say, no, it is not right. It is illegal. You cannot do this. So now go back to the scripture we were reading so that I can finish off nicely. That Isaiah 54. I think we got to verse 16. Go back to it quickly. Isaiah 54, verse 16. I think that's where we were. I want us to finish it quickly and then we enter. Isaiah 54, verse 16. Okay. I have created a waster to destroy. Now look at verse 17. Verse 17, no weapon. Who makes the weapon? Remember, it's the destroyer. Remember, he's the one who made the smith. So he says, now, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. No weapon. No weapon. Meaning that the weapon will be formed against you, but it shall not prosper. So the issue is if and when the weapon comes against you. The issue is that it shall not prosper. This is what I want you to get. You see it? Oh, guys, is everybody gone?
Yeah.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now, he's saying that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. So the formation of the weapon against thee is not the issue. The issue is that it shall not prosper.
Yeah.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment. Remember, the thing that you do for your children, they don't qualify for it. But the reason why they get it is because they are your children. You get it?
Yeah.
So it says that, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, or to condemn you, or to say that because of this, you must suffer this. It says, you shall condemn, or you shall take the power out of it. And it says, this is the heritage of the who?
The servants.
Of the who?
Of the servants of the Lord.
I want you to say that again. Of the who?
Of the servants of the Lord.
Now, we don't have time. But in the previous chapter, the Lord, or the scriptures, the Holy Spirit talks about the righteous servant, the righteous servant. And he talks about his humiliation, He talks about his suffering. He talks about his death. That's in Isaiah 53. How many of you know how he was wounded, how he was bruised, how he was rendered, made naked, how the curse came upon him? How many of you remember that?
Yes.
Where is it? In the previous chapter, Isaiah 53. Mm-hmm. And then in that same chapter, he says, my righteous servant shall deal righteously and by him. Now, look at it too. Mm-hmm. He says, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. What does that mean? The servant has now become servants. Mm-hmm. Let me say it again. The righteous servant.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he?
Jesus.
Good. By his humiliation, mm-hmm. by his woundedness, by the sacrifice of his death, mm-hmm. and now by his glorification, are you with me? Rising up with you,
mm-hmm.
seating you with himself in heavenly places, mm-hmm. you and me have become the servants. So the servant has brought forth servants.
Wow.
You see it?
Yep.
Yes.
Please, can you must see it too. Mm-hmm. It says, this is the heritage of the servants. But in the previous chapter, he talks about my righteous servant, singular. But here, he's saying that because of what my righteous servant will bring forth, he will make those who were not sons to become sons. He will make those who were not servants to become now servants. Let me that they stand for the ways of the Father. Mm-hmm. And it says that, and their righteousness is of who?
It's of the Lord Jesus.
It's of God himself,
mm-hmm.
saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, back to the topic. If all these things are put aside and we don't have regard for it,
mm-hmm.
we have only one recourse, or we have only one other option. I'm going to do my best so mm-hmm. that God will bless me.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to work hard. I'm going to learn hard. I'm going to pray hard. I'll do this. How many of you, in all these years, when something is playing before you, you find out that you don't have the confidence to say that if I pray, God will hear me. How many of you, you know, it's like you're not so sure. It's like I'm praying, but I'm not sure because there are some things that are not correct with me. How many of you can relate to it?
Yeah.
Very good. The problem is that you and me, none of us can measure up. None of us can do it. And so we try to do it. We go in circles. We look at something and say, it's because I didn't do this. It's because I don't have this. It's because I've not been. It's because, I just cursed somebody last night and now I must take communion. Mm. Let me go and try and make things right. I just cursed my husband. I just spoke anyhow and now pastor say I should take communion right now. No. Let me wait a week. After a week, I will become, you know, better and more qualified. I'll make sure that I don't do this again. True or false?
True.
Now, so this is the problem. So our life becomes filled with frustration because we are trying.
Mm.
Listen, many of God's children are really trying. Mm.
I
tell you, you should be careful how you just rule up people and you just say, look at what he has done. Please, you have no idea. That is why judge not. Yes, you shall be judged.
Yeah.
And so the frustration, it's always costing us. We try and we do this and we do this. So you hear somebody says, I did this, and this is what God did for me. Say, I'll do the same thing. You do it only to find out that in your case, it didn't work.
Mm.
It's because the basis upon which the person is speaking is not true.
Mm.
It is God's mercy
yes.
that breaks through regardless of what we do and what we don't do. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I started by telling you that even though God told Abraham to move out and he moved out, he didn't call him righteous then.
Mm.
It's just receiving what he says. He believes in what he says, even when it doesn't add up. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you receive that gift. the gift of his love, the gift of righteousness. You receive the Son, and now you live for the Son. So whatever the Son says is what you stand for. Whatever the Son says is what you agree with. Issues play out before you.
Mm.
1 + 1 = 2, and it's in your face. And you look at it and say, please, I don't know. I don't know what this is. I don't know. Obviously, 1 + 1 = 2. And I am seeing the one. I'm seeing the other one. As I can say that it has to be 2, but I can't say that. Why? Because my Lord has not told me that.
Yeah.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, if you don't do this, if you don't do this, you are forced to now compare yourself with another. The result, look at it though. Bishop talks about the thinking of the person who is backsliding. Because listen to me, if you keep trying and you find out that it's not working, you will stop. You will backslide. You were going like this, and you found that, look, I've been trying, but look at what is happening before me. So you halt. You come to, so the zeal goes, the desire goes. The next thing is that you begin to go back to what you must do to, each one for himself, God for us all. True or false?
Yeah.
It's because you are the one who is trying to do it. And so he says that, I have noticed that one of the things that we do is to find out who else is in a condition similar to ours. A person who is backsliding is always trying to see, am I the only one who is backsliding? Am I the only one who is doing this thing? Bishop talks about the story of a friend who was a very audacious, he was so fiery, on fire for the Lord. And they went to a city in Ghana to visit his brother. Now, they had heard that, he's kind of going down a bit on what he used to be. When they began to talk, they asked him, so how are things? How are you doing spiritually? Oh, God is good. Then he immediately changed the topic and asked whether we had heard about another good friend of ours who had backslidden terribly. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And then he began to talk about another person who also has. So it's like, I need company. I need people to be just like me, because the thing is frustrating. Are you with me?
Yeah.
How many of you have felt frustration in this Christian work?
Oh, all of us.
You're not alone. Asaph wrote it because he was trying to do his best for God, doing everything that the Lord demanded. And then he will go and he will find out, those who don't respect God, who don't fear God and his ways, they seem to get fat and they are so proud. They are this, they say, then what's the cause of this? What's the basis for my diligence at trying to do what God requires? Until he went to find out the end of those people. He said himself, he said, my feet almost slipped until I considered the end. I said, I don't want it. I will choose my path. I will choose the path I'm on. But you see, God blessed him to go and consider the end of all those people. I believe that God showed him the people one by one, the families, the houses. He showed them, see this house? See this house? See this person? See this person? See this person? Now, look at this person. His end shall be the same as what you saw here. And then he came and wrote it in the Bible. For you and me. So that when we also get to the place where we think that this serving God, look at all what is happening. Look at this. Look at what is. Then he says, listen, the son of you who are tossed. You who are tossed, you are not tossed by the tempest, afflicted and not comforted. The son of righteousness, when he shows up, what is he going to bring?
Healing
in his wings.
Amen.
So God is fully aware.
Amen.
God is fully aware
of
all your attempts. Of all your attempts. But he wants you to just know that he's fully aware. He is with you. He's bringing it to pass. Are you with me?
Yeah.
This is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very important. You know, One guy, he was into partying. He was into going here, going there, nightclub and all that. One day, he said that he went to one of his parties. And after the party, he caught a ride with his friend. Mm-hmm. And whilst he is in the ride with his friend, there was such a dead silence in the car. He didn't like it. And so he was sitting in the driver's side. The passenger side, right?
Mm-hmm.
His friend was driving. And so he reached out for one of the tapes in the car to just slot it into the tape player.
Mm-hmm.
Just so that he can just get some sound and move to the rhythm and let's be happy as always. As soon as he put it in it, he heard a preaching message. The guy tells him, but you two, are you one of those born again Christians? He said, my friend, I am securing myself.
Never know.
I am securing myself. The guy says that was the end of his partying. That was the end of his discoing. That was the end of his nightclubbing. That was, he said, hey, not all your friends are friends. So you must be careful because each one shall bear his own burden.
Mm.
That's what the Bible says. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Galatians 6:5 says, every man shall bear his own burden. Wow. Some people think that the second attitude is that I have a lot of time. I have a lot of time. Christ is not really coming soon. But you remember that when he comes, he is looking at those who, in spite of, it's about that the afflictions of the righteous, they are many. Mm-hmm. See, that's why, is he Enoch made us read a scripture, you know, I think it was in John 16, where he said that, Jesus said that, you know, in this world, you will have tribulation, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. Why? I have overcome the world. So when you are having trouble, the master sees you.
Yeah.
Now you are saying that, oh, I have time. Mean that I will make sure that the troubles that the righteous suffer, it will never come near me. And at a point in time when I have finished enjoying all the things that the world can enjoy, I will dash into Christianity. You wait. The Bible says that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
Is it going to be tomorrow? I don't know. Is it going to be next year? I don't know. Is it going to be 10 years from now? I don't know. Are you with me?
Yeah.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Is he a woman with child then? She's walking around the house, still cooking, preparing things. Then suddenly the pain starts. Even when the pain starts, she goes and they tell her, go back. No time yet. If the person who sent you back did not judge properly, before you know, whilst you're on your way back, it has happened. True or false?
True.
So the Bible is likening the whole thing. Now, listen to me. Yes, it's 7 months, but it can happen. It's her seventh month. It's her eighth month. Whatever it is, are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it says that you've got to be ready. Number three says the person says, oh, there are shortcuts to everything, including going to heaven. There are shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to do is just receive the Lord, right? I'll wait.
Mm-hmm.
When I am about to die, then I'll receive the Lord. Wow. You know, Bishop says that in school, when he was in high school, he got an, what do you call this? It's not an exeat, but this authorization that will exempt him from any work for 4 days. 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So when he brought it to school, one of his friends told him that, oh, do you know that you can just add number one to the four, so that you can easily enjoy 14 days of no work. Bishop said that he thought it was a good idea, but 14 days is a very nice deal. So he went and put one in front of the four to make it 14. Like, just like I see in the pharmacy, sometimes the doctor writes a control, like Norco.
Mm-hmm.
Norco. Doctor writes, let's say, you know, you just write a small amount. Let's say six.
Six.
Because that's all you need. It's a dental procedure. All you need is six. Light one. Then the guy thinks that, oh, I can easily find a pen that matches and write a zero. I take to the pharmacy. They'll fill it. When they come, they don't know that we are also trained to see that dentists normally don't write that many.
Mm.
So when he comes, and says, let me call. So when you call and you find out that the guy has changed it from city to city, immediately you make a note in that person's profile.
Mm-hmm.
You make a note in the person's profile. So when the person shows up again, you know that this guy is corrupt already. He will do whatever. So you come and tell you stories, but say, I know your kind. I know you. And so Bishop said that what happened is that the guy who told him to add the one, he went around and told the seniors.
Oh, no.
Not only did he lose the 4 days that they gave, the doctor gave him, he lost it. But they gave him the hardest jobs on the field. He said, after that, he said, hey, because he said that was his first Judas in life. He said, he has met his first Judas. And he said, hey, shortcut. Any attempts to try and cut through and make corners and said, no way. I will never do it again because it will not end well. And that's why people who are rich men, mm-hmm. they are always wary of how to make rich quickly. They know that they have struggled. They have made attempts at this business. It failed 1, 2, 3, the fourth time.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can take off. True or false?
True.
Yeah. And so when you bring a make rich quick scheme, is it, look, you know what? If there is a become rich scheme quickly that works, I would have been rich a long time ago, so please, I don't. But the poor always fall for it. The poor they've never tried a business. They've never tried to, they always fall for this. Mm. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. They always fall for it. But the person who has struggled to become rich, they say, please, I don't like all those things. So shortcuts, don't go for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody also says that God loves me too much. God loves me too much. Let me tell you something. One side of God, it's his great love. Mm-hmm. The other side is also his judgment. Mm-hmm. But they are connected. They are intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen to me. Please, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear God is visiting his judgment, listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
In that judgment, for his children, it is called deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
That is why when God visited his judgment upon the wickedness and the hard-heartedness of Pharaoh, what happened to his children?
He delivered them.
Mm-hmm. They were delivered. That's how it is. Just like you also in your house. When you find out that there is a boy who has been abusing your smaller child. Let's say the boy is 16. And your child is only 7, and the 16-year-old has been abusing this. Hey, your judgment up in that situation, it's against the tormentor, but for your child, what is it?
Deliverance.
Exactly. That's how it is. Unfortunately, somehow we have been tuned to think that, hey, God's judgment, hey, let me run away far off. Oh no. You need God's judgment. But it is not, that's why when they make laws, you see, when they make laws, it's for those who disobey, it's not for those who obey. I mean, who always obey. Are you with me?
Mm.
Yeah.
So when you are driving and reading your speed limit, you're always free. You see the police and you are like, I can't even wave them and say bye-bye.
Mm.
But when you are the kind who are always going 10 above the speed limit, when that you are breaking suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me once when I was going to North Carolina.
Ooh.
When I passed and I saw the police, Nobody told me to slow down. My feet immediately went to the brake. I was breaking down, and the police had already spotted me. So he came chasing me. So even though I was slowing down, it was because I had been spotted. Or it's because I had seen. And so I got a ticket. So the law is made for the person who is inclined to abuse it. Who's inclined to disobey.
Yeah.
So judgment of God, it's against those who do not choose his ways. But when it comes, it brings salvation, deliverance, safety, peace of mind for all those who choose. That's why I say that the Son of Righteousness, when he comes, he will dismantle all the acts of wickedness of the devil against you. Don't you like it?
I like it.
Ah! Look at how he has peppered you, how he has tormented you, how he has stolen from you, how he has made you suffer needlessly. You gave birth to one child, and now your body can't stand anymore. Who do you think caused that?
The devil.
Ah. So when you say that I am visiting my judgment, you say I'm happy. Why? Because I know him. He's my father. Exactly. And he doesn't deal with you according to, because there's a hand that is stronger than your resistance. And so you need that hand to come and take that burden off you that makes you, that brings oppression and makes you do things that you purpose never to do. You have seen how your family didn't work. And so you have purpose that I will make sure that it works. Only to find out that you're also struggling. It's because there is a hand that is stronger than you are. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So don't you ever think that God, so I was saying this to say that don't choose the way of the devil. Otherwise, you will find yourself at the wrong place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Wonderful. Well, my time is literally up. So what are the attitudes again? Number one. Don't think that I'm not alone. Others are backsliding too. No. Each one's for himself. Number two, don't think that you have a lot of time because Christ is not really coming soon. Don't think that way. Number three, there are shortcuts to everything, including going to heaven. No, it's not true. There are no shortcuts. Number four, that God loves you too much to punish you. No. Don't. When it's coming with his love, judgment is also coming. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. Number five, I have more time. I am not going to die soon. Go to the mortuary. You'll find out that there are 16-year-olds, 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds. Just this last Friday, the thing that easily happens to many would have happened to me. Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's how it is. But he said that I will make your gates like agates. I will make it of stone and sapphire. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. That's how come I'm standing here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you too. You shall stand. No battle comes up against you.
Amen.
Yeah. You will go out and you will come back in.
Amen.
Why? Amen. Because you are chosen. You are a child of God. It is God who says so. That's why you must declare these things and not be restrained. Don't let your mind tell you other things. Receive the truth from God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. If you do that, you will do well.
Amen.
Wow. Let's rise to our feet, please. Someone said, I am chosen. I am chosen. I am who you say I am. I'm a child of God. I am bought by the blood of Jesus. It is Jesus who commands my destiny. You cannot die.
Yes.
He says, I will never leave nor forsake you. Oh, so who can take you out when he is with you? Yes. If God is for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
So please don't go back. Don't be so frustrated by the issues around you and say, I am tired. I'm going back. to my Roman. somebody said, I am tired of all this thing. I'm going back to my Roman. I'm not saying that Roman is bad. No, that's what I'm saying. Please don't get that. But the guy is so tired of all this born against, you know, thing. But many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them from all of them. And then Bible says that all things, they work together for our good.
Mm.
All things. So don't be frustrated. Don't give up. Don't begin to go back. Don't begin to receive the lies of the enemy.
Mm.
Lest you backslide. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we receive the strengthening that comes from your word. We receive the assurance that comes from your word. We receive the faithfulness revealed by your word. We receive the work of Jesus Christ. We receive the assurance that we are what you have made us through Christ. It is not by anything we can do. It is not by anything that we have to do, but first and foremost, you have made Christ to be our life, our righteousness, our wisdom, our right to access, to come boldly. It is through the obedience of Jesus Christ, the righteous servant is the one whose work has made us sons, servants, who have right of access, who can come boldly to the throne of grace. So we have access to the throne of grace. We can come anytime. Anytime we can come. Just as the prodigal son was able to arise from wherever he was, from all the things he brought upon himself, he was able to arise and come back. And the father was waiting. The father's arms were opened, running to embrace the son. They don't even allow him to recount his issues, or even to allow him to recount or to hear the voice of that boy. We know that your love for us is genuine, cannot be earned. Your righteousness no man can earn. Therefore, when we boast in your righteousness, we boast in Jesus Christ. For your word says, let him that glory, let him that boast, let him take his boasting on the stand of he who has obeyed, of he who has served righteously. His name is Jesus Christ. We stand upon his name, we stand by his authority, and we now speak. Let healing flow in our bodies. Let everything the enemy has stolen now be restored 7 times in the name of Jesus. For this is our heritage. Everything that seeks to condemn us, everything that seeks to take out from us, we say silence.
In Jesus' name.
Come to an end.
Amen.
We command you to cease.
Jesus.
We bind your operations. We reject your pronouncements. And now we release the peace of God. We release restoration. We release the abundance to flow. We release the counsel of Jehovah to prevail. We release the protection and the preservation of the Father.
Yes,
to silence every work of devils and demons and darkness.
Yes,
thank you, Father. Yes, and the authority of the Christ. We release the peace of God over our lives.
Yes,
we release the provision and the abundance.
Yes, Lord.
We release deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
We release health
yes,
in our bones, in our bodies.
Yes, Lord.
Let every sickness and disease come to a halt right now in Jesus' name. We speak life into our bodies. We speak life into our finances. We speak life into our relationships. We speak life into our vocations. For we decree that the Holy Spirit is present and is our helper,
yes,
is our restorer,
yes,
is our provider,
yes,
and our deliverer. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
we bless you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say amen.
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 When you read that book,
mm-hmm,
it will tell you that majority of our prayers don't even go through the second heaven. That's where they are. That's where the demons are, the devils. And it says most of our prayer, where we are begging God, it doesn't go. But when Abraham started to pray and say, I thank you for this. I thank you for this. I thank you for this. He went to report it to the devil. The devil didn't believe him. Whilst he was talking to the devil, a flash of light passed through. And the devil said, what is that? He said, that is the prayer of Abraham. That is the prayer of Abraham that I'm telling you. Nobody has prayed like this before. Let's all learn how to pray by standing on the authority of what Christ has done. And just say it. It doesn't cost you anything. For by your mouth, you shall eat the goodness. But you see, what comes out of your mouth is only possible when it is already filling your heart. But if you fill, I mean, your perception, if you fill your perception with, oh, this happened, oh, I don't qualify, oh, I've not lived right, oh, I can't do this, yeah, you will speak it. And your prayer will not go anywhere. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Take your body. Mm-hmm. Take your body, please.
Mm-hmm.
And say with me, by virtue of this body,
by
virtue of this body,
by the authority of this body,
by the authority of this body,
the body of Jesus Christ,
the body of Jesus Christ.
That was broken for me,
that was afflicted for me,
that was tossed by the tempest for me,
that was tossed by the tempest for me.
I am made a partaker.
I am made a partaker
of the life of Christ.
Of the life of Christ.
Of the peace of Christ.
Of the peace of Christ.
Of healing in my body.
Of healing,
in my body.
Of health in my body.
Of health
in my body. And for all my household.
And for all my household.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Please eat the body. Say with me, the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood not only washes.
The blood not only washes.
But it prevents it from ever being remembered.
But it prevents it from ever being remembered.
It prevents every one of my sins from ever being remembered.
It prevents every one of my sins from ever being remembered.
This blood. Presents me unto the Father.
Presents me unto the Father.
Righteous.
Holy.
Unblameable. He did it for me. Even before I was born. Therefore, I judge myself by the blood.
And I judge everybody else by the blood.
The blood of Jesus Christ. Between the blood. Thank you.